It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Every week, we like to carve out a little bit of time to bring our friend Belton Johnson. He's a Grey Cup champ. He's a former Saskatchewan Rough Rider. He's a grill master and a barbecue extraordinaire. And we realized that. We experienced that firsthand last weekend with the little get-together we were at. So I'm happy to talk a little bit about that with our friend Belton Johnson. How's it going today, Belton?
Oh, it's nice and sunny out, Evan. Giddy up.
It's a good day.
Friday, man.
I was going to say, it's a good day for flag football. We'll get to your weekend coming up in a second. Last weekend, after having had the CNIB Guide Dog Gala, where a live auction item was the It's Eaton Time package. You and I have talked about this. It was won by John and Sula Burwell from Regina. They bid on it. They won it. So they not only got a brand new Weber barbecue from Northern Fireplace, but they had an incredible get together, a backyard barbecue, if you will, of a bunch of their friends. You and I were there with our wives. You cooked up the brisket last Saturday night. That was an incredible night, Belton.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. And a big shout out again, like you said, to John and Sula. You know, open up their homes there and everything. But, I just enjoyed the camaraderie and everything. And I'm glad they enjoyed the brisket. They're glad, nothing got burnt or anything.
The brisket was amazing. You and I actually did a bit of a kind of a live version of It's Eaten Time, which we threw up on our Facebook page. So people, I'm sure, got a kick out of that. And you even threw in your every nook and cranny. I mean, you didn't miss a step.
Hey, we don't miss stuff, Seth. We've been doing this for years, you and I. And a shout out to Smoking Okies also there for the side dishes.
Yeah, I mean the beans, the mac and cheese, the coleslaw. I mean the side dishes were an incredible part of that meal as well. And speaking of which, how about Sula's ekmek, that dessert?
Oh man. Can I have more of that? I ate that for breakfast the next day too, Evan.
Wait a minute, did you get a to-go bag or something?
A to-go bag, I got more like a to-go box, man.
Well, it's the first time I had ever had ekmek, which apparently is a Greek delicacy in terms of a dessert. But, wow, it was amazing. She did a great job of it. And apparently one of us got to go home with seconds.
Thank you, Ms. Sula.
Hey, quickly, I wanted to mention that was quite a kickoff to the CFL season. 30-27 win last night, Alouettes over Ticats. That was a pretty good game.
That was a great game, Evan. And, just, again, to kick off the season that way, I think Alouettes, they were down. The Alouettes was down. They were able to roar and come back there overtime, right?
Yeah.
And a walk-off field goal. Great way to start the season.
Yeah, pretty impressive start. The Riders, of course, a bye in this first week. Their first game is season opener Saturday, June 13th. And by the way, the Riders just announced their pregame fan events ahead of the home opener. This is looking like it's going to be a pretty fun time, Belton.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. I'm hoping that gets the fans all involved and everything. And along with the tailgating too, right? So I think if you mix all that together and, hey, Riders get some wins and everything too.
Well, we need the wins.
It's going to be a good time.
By the way, did I hear a rumor that when asked who was going to be in the Grey Cup this year, you had a West team other than Saskatchewan?
I did, Evan. And, me and Grant, we chatted this morning and, there's something about the BC Lions. Is it Nathan Rourke? It probably is. And, he's a really good quarterback. And don't get me wrong, the Riders are a good team. And to me, I think we're going to see maybe the preview of the Western Final here, week one or week two there, Riders' first game next week, right? BC and the Riders.
Yep. That's right. It will give us a chance to see Rourke and the Lions, but also the Riders. I spent all season last season looking at the grease board in the studio here of your prediction, which ended up being accurate. I don't think you can be accurate 2 years in a row, so I'm not too worried about your Grey Cup prediction.
All right, Evan. We'll see.
Okay. Quickly, let's talk about, you've got flag football. Have you won a game, by the way, this year?
my 14, 15, we have not won a game. We play Friday nights, and, you know, we had a really tough practice last night. So I'm hoping that that tough practice translates into a W.
What do you define as a tough practice?
Oh, Evan, I had them warm the puke and everything before practice.
But was it a lot of running, or what were you doing with these guys?
Just running routes, and it was just a tough practice, and they responded well. So we're gonna see how it translates.
All right.
On the field tonight.
All right. Okay, well, let's get going with your recipe today. And what we're doing is burnt ends. So this is kind of a continuation, is it not?
It is a continuation. And again, if John and Sula, if they're listening, because they had some brisket left over there and everything, right? So the first thing we want to do here, Evan, and again, with the brisket, you know, usually once you get it out the cooler there and everything, right, you separate the point from the flat. And what we normally do is use the point portion of the brisket to make burnt ends. And you have to start it by cubing it. So you cut that brisket point into, let's say, 1 to 1.5 inch cubes.
Okay.
And again, you know, technically you could just eat it right away because it is ready, but for that true burnt end style, what you want to do is add a bit more rub seasoning and coat it with your favorite barbecue sauce. So again, the point, cut it up into cubes, you season it and sauce it up. Are you still there with me?
Right here, Belton.
All right, so once we've cubed, seasoned, and sauced that brisket point, that's when we put it back on the smoker there and everything. And what you want to do with the burnt ends, you just want them to smoke for another hour. I would even say up to 2 hours uncovered until the burnt ends have soaked up all that sauce and everything, and they're kind of fall apart there,
okay.
Evan.
Okay.
And once they're at that fall apart point, guess what?
What?
It's eating
time. Already, it's eating time. That's simple.
Already. It's that simple, Evan. Once you cubed it, sauced it, and you put it back on the smoker there for probably, like I said, about up to 2 hours there until it soaked everything up. And you just get this moist, wonderful, cubed piece of meat. Just burnt ends, I love them.
It could be an appetizer too, Belton.
Yeah, it could be an appetizer, done sandwiches, for sure. That way, and you know, with the sandwich, you know, with a bun or something, you put a pile of the burnt ends on there, bit of coleslaw, some of those sweet pickles. Oh boy, Evan.
Oh boy. Sounds good. Sounds good. Awesome. Well, the burnt ends, a great continuation from last week's brisket menu, which Belton served up to us. So we'll throw this up on social media. Before I let you go, we are getting down to the last little bit here. I think you're still looking for a handful of teams for that Regina Crime Stoppers golf tournament. You're on the Crime Stoppers board. What's your ask?
So my ask, Evan, is I'm looking for probably, about 6 more teams here and everything. We're getting down to the crunch. The tournament is June 22nd, you know, there, Wascana Country Golf Course there. And, you know, the way you register, just get online, www.reginacrimestoppers.ca, and you can register, sponsor. And I'm still out getting gifts and prizes, so we're expecting a really good time.
That'd be a great one. Great day. It's the Monday, June 20, what, 2?
June 22nd, yes, yeah. Sir.
Good stuff. Okay, Belton, appreciate you stopping by. Good luck with that game. I hope you get a W tonight.
Oh, we're going to get a W, Evan.
We don't need any more hard practices for your players, so let's get that win.
We will, Evan.
All right, Belton, have a good weekend.
Have a good one.
Belton Johnson, thanks to our friends at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association each and every week. Bring us It's Eatin' Time with our friend Belton Johnson. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about an event happening this weekend, a fun event in an important community in our province, and one that is still trying to recoup from some challenges that they've encountered here in the last little while. We'll talk about a fun run that is scheduled coming up next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.